This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Rasim Al Thani in Doha today. Both the leaders reviewed various facets of bilateral cooperation, especially energy, trade, investments, connectivity, security and people-to-people ties. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister said the two leaders explored new opportunities for deepening the strategic partnership. Union Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan today released the first installment of over 25,000 crore rupees to the states under Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen. Mr. Chauhan also reviewed the implementation of the scheme with rural development ministers of all states and union territories. He said the first installment released today is aimed at ensuring that states have adequate funds so that wages can be paid within 15 days. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today laid the foundation stone of a defence manufacturing plant in Shivpuri. The plant will be built by the Adani Group with an investment of around 2,500 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Scindia said this project will connect the district to industrial development, defence production and the vision of a self-reliant India. The world-renowned Pandwani exponent and Padma Vibhushan awardee Dr. Tejan Bhai, who brought the folk culture of Chhattisgarh to global prominence, was accorded a state funeral at her native village Ganiari, Indore district, this evening. On the occasion, public representatives, administrative officials, artists, literateurs and thousands of mourners paid their tearful respects to the legendary icon of folk art. Renowned Pandwani singer passed away early this morning. She was suffering from a prolonged illness and was undergoing treatment at AIIMS, Raipur. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC Plus, has agreed to increase oil production by 188,000 barrels per day from August this year, following a virtual meeting to review global oil market conditions. In a statement released after its virtual meeting today, the seven OPEC Plus member countries comprising Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, Kuwait, Kazakhstan, Algeria and Oman said the decision is aimed at supporting market stability. In Maharashtra, heavy monsoon rains continued to affect several parts of the state today, triggering rescue operations and rain-related incidents. In Raigarh district, 10 to 12 tourists were safely rescued by the police from Adoshi waterfall near Khopoli after the water level suddenly rose. Authorities have advised people to stay away from rivers, waterfalls and other water bodies during the monsoon. In Mumbai, a 63-year-old man was killed after a tree fell on a shop in Kuria during heavy rain this afternoon. The BMC said 64 incidents of tree falls and 8 cases of wall or partial house collapses have been reported across the city. Heavy rain and strong gusty winds have also disrupted flight operations significantly. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert in the Konkan districts, including Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Raigarh and Ratnagiri. In the rest of Maharashtra, the weather office has forecast thunderstorms with lightning, gusty winds of 30 to 40 kilometers per hour and extremely heavy rainfall at isolated locations. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Gujarat for the next 7 days. Dang, Navsari, Valsad, Daman, Dadra Nagar Haveli, Bhavnagar, Amreli, Gir Somnath and Diu are likely to receive extremely heavy rainfall tomorrow. Scientist in IMD Ahmedabad, Pradeep Sharma said a red alert has been issued for these districts. Fishermen have also been advised not to venture into the sea for the next 5 days. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, England will take on Australia in the final at Lord's Cricket Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the FIFA World Cup, Brazil will take on Norway in the round of 16 match in New Jersey at 1:30 a.m. Indian Time tonight, while Mexico will face England at Mexico City in other pre-quarterfinal at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow. In the Wimbledon tennis, the round of 16 clash of men's singles between Novak Djokovic and Roman Sulifinin is currently underway, while top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will take on Japan's Shintaro Mochizuki later today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.